Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
On the hotline, Mr. Sean Kanan. You know this guy, Bold and the Beautiful, General Hospital. Of course, A.J. Quartermain, part of that Quartermain family. Not that I watch soap operas or anything like that, Sean.
And of course not.
Who could ever forget Mike Barnes, Karate Kid 3. Now, right. What was it like to play the most hated man in that Karate Kid trilogy back then? Because you really made Johnny look like a wimp.
You know, I got to tell you something. I had spent the first two films in the audience as a fan, and my martial arts teacher was actually Pat Morita's stunt double.
Oh, my
God. And he said, go out there and see if they pick you. And I went out to an open call. There must have been close to 1,500 people. And John Avildsen, who had directed Rocky, was walking up this line. And he stopped, and I did a quick improv with him. And he sent me inside. And the next thing I knew, I was screen testing with Ralph Macchio. And they promptly proceeded to hire someone else. I guess that guy didn't work out. And they remembered me, and they called me. And so I went from being like this guy who had seen the first two movies in the theaters to being the guy that was up on the screen.
Right.
And so they had already, you know, started. So they desperately were hoping that I was going to work out. I called my parents and I said, I think I just realized why I came out here and what's going on. And it really did change my life.
Now, you're coming out from, at that point, you were in what? Were you in Pennsylvania? Were you in Ohio?
I had been going to school at Boston University.
Okay.
And I had decided if I was really going to become an actor, I needed to either go to New York or L.A., and I figured, you know what, if I'm broke, at least I won't freeze in L.A., so I came out here. I just transferred out to UCLA.
Well, so at that point, though, I mean, you're thinking to yourself, the UCLA never had a chance at that point. Now, I don't
no,
know.
No, I graduated.
What, really?
I did. I swear, you know, and it was really hard because I was completely uninvolved with any sort of social life at school because I was, you know, I was becoming very quickly a working actor.
Sure.
And my dad is like this kind of captain of industry, Ivy League guy. And he's like, I don't care what you do. You're finishing college. One of the biggest gifts my parents ever gave me. Well, because left to my own devices, I probably would not have finished college. So I got my degree in political science, which is thoroughly useless, by the way, unless you want to be somewhat controversial in a cocktail party.
All right. Karate Kid, probably one of the biggest franchises of its time. What were some of the crazy things that you bought? Did you buy leather pants? The car?
Oh, I had leather pants. Like, oh, yeah. I had them in black and brown. And let me tell you I rocked the crap out of those things. Yeah. I think I made like $4,000 a week, which I get is a lot of money for a lot of people. But you got to remember something. I almost died making that movie. I did all my own stunts. And they had me do this stunt, which was like really innocuous and simple. And I had to stand in one place and throw myself a few feet onto the floor and land like Mr. Miyagi had thrown me through a window. And then they were going to take another piece of film and put it together so it looks like I'm getting thrown through the doors of the dojo. Well, I did it again and again and again, and it turned out that I perforated a part of my intestine.
Right.
And so we broke for about a week, and being the young guy that I was with a little money in my pocket, I decided I wanted to go to Vegas.
Of course.
And so I drove to Vegas with a then-girlfriend, and we got there, and I was like, wow, I'm having a lot of pain in my leg, and I thought it was from all the karate. So I'm taking fistfuls of aspirin, which just exacerbated the internal bleeding that I had. And I was in a casino, and I passed out, and they said, he's dying. We have to operate on him immediately. And they told me, they said, listen, we don't know if we can save your life. I said, when do you have to operate? Like Monday? And they were like, no, like in 15 minutes. They did the operation. I got a call from the studio, and they were basically like, you come back to work in 5 days or we're gonna have to recast the part. And I had been filming for about 2 weeks, so they had just enough of me on camera that I think it didn't make sense for them to get rid of me.
Right.
But I went back and I started training with a guy from the NFL, and I wound up doing every single one of my own stunts in that movie with the exception of one stunt that involved a car crossing train tracks in front of a train. I felt like that one I could probably hand that over to a stuntman. I'm kind of proud of that movie in the sense that, you know, for me it really was kind of life or death.
But Sean Kanan, between the Vegas story, all the Karate Kid stuff, and we didn't even talk about the soap operas, a lot more of you to come in the future, I'm sure.
Take care, man. Thank you so much for having me.
You have been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5MinuteTalkShow.com.